The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
All right, welcome everybody to episode number 131 here at MD Radio. And for all of those that are interested, yes, I survived the Arctic North, better known as Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska, over the weekend for the first time ever. In my 9,000 years of bodybuilding, I was invited up to Alaska to see how things were done up there. And it was actually a pretty good show. Contest promoter Gary Loden put on the Crystal Cup, the NPC Crystal Cup, which is actually a national qualifier. And he had a strongman competition to go along with it and some arm wrestling. And he had Big Bill Kazmaier, a former World's Strongest Man guy who's in the record books on some levels, up there doing a lot of the emceeing for what was going down up there at the Performing Arts Theater. But I got to tell you, I didn't have enough time to see anything. Me and Big Branch Warren, who actually got on stage and took his shirt off to the delight of the crowd, didn't drop his pants, is on the comeback trail from a knee injury getting ready for the 2012 Arnold Classic. Branch was really the only one suited to endure a blizzard or a snowstorm. He showed up there with a real heavy, thick furry jacket that looked like it was ideal for that Alaskan weather, but it was a balmy 42 degrees, few clouds in the sky, no snow on the ground. There was some in the surrounding mountains. From what I could tell flying into Alaska, it looked like a beautiful place, but, you know, I came in and exhausted, you know, coming off of Utah and the India trip and the Olympia weekend. I'm beat traveling around, but I did get a walk around the downtown area downtown, and what I knew is that there was a 9.6 earthquake out there. I didn't know that. I was informed there was a 9.6 earthquake that took place downtown, demolishing that place. And I was staying in a building next to a building that withstood that earthquake. It was like an historic landmark. But me and Branch got a chance to get photographed next to an Alaskan polar bear that was stuffed and encased and was preserved for like 20 years. And, man, to see the size of an Alaskan polar bear up close, Branch actually said, had he not been injured, he was actually going to go on a hunting excursion to hunt for, actually, I think it was black bear or something like that. The guy's a nut. He's a straight redneck out of Texas that loves to hunt and then also eat his own food. You got to love that about Big Branch Warren. He came in late under the cover of darkness. And again, the guru, George Farah, came in. Not a bad weekend at all. And we saw Steve Dunn, actually a lightweight bodybuilder and a master's competitor, walk off with the overall title up there at the Crystal Cup. So that was a big deal for the promoter, Gary Loden. Congratulations to him. It was his fifth time putting on the competition up there in that area. But there was some other news taking place. There was actually a pro figure competition taking place right here in sunny Southern California where it was upwards of 80 degrees, and I missed it. One of my favorites in the bikini division, Amanda Latona, a former USA champion, walked off with the first place prize in the bikini division, followed by Abigail Burroughs and Tiffany Boydustin. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but Boydustin. And on the amateur level, we saw a defector from the WBFF, Ingrid Romero, come into this contest and win the NPC bikini portion of the show. There's a lot of controversy over Ingrid Romero a few weeks ago on the boards about her defection and her the unkept promises that she was purportedly proposed to by I guess Federation leader Paul Dillette about a potential contract and $100,000. And, man, there were pages and pages going on about this girl being offered up some false promises. And so she defected after competing, I believe, at the amateur Arnold and going over there to the WBFF, and it didn't work out for her. So now she's starting from ground zero, right back at square one in the beginning, and she starts it off with a victory. The girl's body can back up. I mean, she may not, you know, be the sharpest tool in the shed going over there to the WBFF and falling into a firestorm of controversy and politics, but that body did the talking, and the trophy is evident of what she can do on a bikini stage. Also going on in the UK, the BFF finals took place, and they have a brand new professional in the super heavyweight divisions named Cecil Crowsdale. I'm thinking I'm saying his last name right, Crowsdale, and he walked off as the brand new pro champion. We had some bodybuilding coverage online by Giles, and that you'll find at muscularDevelopment.com for all the exclusive contest coverage. It's all there. Over the weekend, we had a virus or a warning popping up for a lot of the viewers of the Muscular Development website, scaring off a large portion of the audience from viewing a lot of the play-by-play because this malware-type virus was hitting our website, and we had our boss, forum leader, Mike Salazar, was traveling. So we were kind of out of pocket briefly, but we've been assured everything is fine. You go to the site, you're not going to get infected, and we got all of that stuff. But it was kind of scary because I couldn't even check it out. But the show was going on. It was 8 hours time difference. So by the time everything was sorted out, we got all the contest coverage up, and hats off to Adina, who worked tirelessly behind the scenes on that one, bringing us the contest coverage. She was being text messaged by Giles, and then she was dumping all that information into a Word document until she can get online and post up the stuff. So we're brought up to speed. Congratulations to Cecil Crowsdale of the UK for walking off with a pro card. Also, we have Steve Kuklo was guest posing in New Hampshire. He stopped in on the show last week to drop that bit of information, got up there on stage looking every bit prepared to do battle in early 2012, but he announced that he's looking at the New York Pro Championships put on by Steve Weinberger sometime towards the end of May to make his pro debut, along with, from what I understand, is Juan Morell may be jumping into that competition. I'm sure there's definitely going to be a few Olympians that will jump in there for certain. John De La Rosa wants to compete in his hometown of New York. More than likely, that USA overall champion of 2011 will definitely probably be in that New York show making his pro debut out there. And I wouldn't be surprised if we find some of these guys that don't make the qualification early in the year at the Flex Pro, which I believe is slated for February, and the first weekend in March, the Big Arnold Classic Championships, where I believe they're taking the top three guys. But we could wind up with a few heavy hitters come New York going up against some rookie pros in the form of Steve Kuklo along with John De La Rosa. So we're going to keep our eye out on the month of May. That's going to be a big bodybuilding weekend for a lot of athletes that are trying to make a name for themselves. Also, what was going on next to that, Ron Harris, actually, by the way, was covering that New Hampshire show, so you can also check out the website. Also, what's going on, if you check out the Muscular Development website today, you can see the exclusive interview with the Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno, who I had the pleasure of sitting down with a couple of weeks ago for the Evolution of Bodybuilding documentary interview, and we had an opportunity to segue into also coupling that with a Muscular Development exclusive interview. And Lou, very candid, very relaxed, was at home in his home gym where he trained, I don't know, countless celebrities over the years, including touching upon the untimely passing of one of his favorite people of the past 20 years, and that's Michael Jackson. In this interview that I sit down with him in his home gym, Lou points out the fact that Michael Jackson was, in fact, on the comeback trail, certainly was not aware or had prior knowledge about Michael's prescription drug usage or sleep situation with his Dr. Murray, who's currently on trial, but that Michael had always had a fondness of Lou Ferrigno because he witnessed Lou Ferrigno making the comeback at the tender age of 42 years old to the bodybuilding world after a 17-year layoff. And so he enlisted the advice and the training guidance of Lou Ferrigno to get him motivated because, like Lou back in 1992 in Helsinki, Finland, he was coming back to try to be the best he could possibly be and ultimately hopefully become Mr. Olympia. Michael Jackson was coming back after some years away. I believe the last time he performed was a decade ago out in New York. He was going to be coming back and enlist the services of Lou Ferrigno so that he can get some motivation off of Lou to try to be physically prepared to come back to the UK arena and do his thing out there. And unfortunately, these other things started happening. It became a house of cards. And, of course, we knew how that story ended tragically at the untimely demise of Michael Jackson. And nobody at the time, I believe, was closer to helping Michael on the road of recovery to health and fitness than Lou Ferrigno at that time. So Lou talked about that briefly. He also talked about the upcoming World Masters Pro Championships coming to us by Yarka Laurie on December the 10th out there in South Beach in Miami, Florida, where we got a slew of guys coming back to compete, and not only just to compete, but also gather. It'll be a historic gathering. Tuesday, the Evolution of Bodybuilding documentary lands squarely in Muscle Beach, where it all began out in Venice Beach at the Pit, no doubt. We're going to catch up with Robbie, the Black Prince Robinson, who was on the show only a week ago. And at the conclusion of that, he decided to throw his hat and his name into the arena. We're going to get some exclusive interview with Robbie to find out what time on the stage was like for him when he was coming up against the likes of a Boyer Coe and duking it out with Danny Padilla and training alongside Dave Draper. And, I mean, the list is long. You got Bertel Fox coming in there toward the late 80s that he was going up against. And, of course, Albert Beckles was there. Robbie witnessed a lot of things. Tony Pearson. His time on that bodybuilding stage was nothing short of amazing, and we're going to hear it from his own lips, along with him continuing to promote his new book, The Muscle Versus the Hustle, by the Black Prince. That's Robbie Robinson. So we're going to look for a nice sit-down interview with him, similar to what we did with Lou Ferrigno, which is currently online at MuscularDevelopment.com. Some more breaking news. Another bodybuilder back in jail. The El Matador, Silvio Samuel, once again finds his way behind a set of bars. It's his third stint in jail in 2011 alone. The guy was arrested initially on some domestic charges. Then after that, I guess he got arrested for some terroristic threats to the same girl's girlfriend, and they threw him behind bars and threw a $250,000 bail on there. He was able to make bail back in August, jump out, and wind up competing in the first Mexican Pro Championships out there, where he didn't fare so well. Respectable for a guy that was locked up for 30 days, but as a professional bodybuilder, as a former Olympian, two times seventh place, the Houston Pro Champion and the Europa Pro Champion fell victim to just not having the tools for bodybuilding to get on a pro stage available to him while being incarcerated for 30 days, finds himself on October the 18th, arrested and thrown back in jail. So that story and that saga continues. It's an unfolding story. We don't know where that's going to lead, but right now we can just hope that Silvio gets his life back on track. And unfortunately, you go down that road, you got legal fees, you've got, untimely arrests that are coming into play. Hopefully he can get his life back on track in short order. We'll keep an eye out on that breaking story. Another bit of news, next year's Mr. Olympia, the Joe Weider 47th annual. We were correct. We were trying to figure out, was it the 45th year, the 46th year? Everyone was all over the map with how many Mr. Olympias it was. Well, Flex Wheeler had said it was the 45th year because he was 45, but he turned 46 in August. So then we concluded that, well, maybe it is the 46th annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia, since Flex and I were both born in 1965 and we're both 46 years old. It's got to be the 46th year of the Mr. Olympia. But in fact, we are heading into the 47th annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia weekend, scheduled for a new date. This year it was in the middle of September. Now it is scheduled for September 27th, 28th, 29th, and the 30th. Mark your calendars. This coming weekend, not this weekend, but on November the 5th, will mark the first ever 202-pound pro bodybuilding championships taking place out there in Sacramento. The Sacramento pros, Steve Kluklo and Hanny Rombaut, are going to bring us some play-by-play coverage out there in Sacramento. It's the first one of its kind. The 202 is no more. You add another 10 pounds, you wind up at 212 pounds. We might wind up with some fresh new bodybuilders on the stage as well, but officially the 202-pound division is closed for business, and the 212-pound division opens for business. We're going to take our first commercial break here at MD Radio. You're listening to Sean Ray. I'm flying solo today.
This is Lonnie Tieber from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery. recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Come on!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Levrone Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroneFormula.com.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumaPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought-after muscle-building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMedsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, episode 131. And again, I'm trying to get my balance under me, traveling in time zones and, you know, living out of a suitcase. While it might be glamorous to some, it's a whole nother animal when you're in the throes of it. So I'm just trying to recover here. Like a lot of athletes, we know that Phil Heath was here over the weekend guest posing at a bodybuilding competition. And just a week ago, he was with myself up there in Utah, and we all traveled to India together where he took out Jay Cutler. And he still hasn't had a chance to rest coming off of his first Mr. Olympia victory, while Jay Cutler flew over to Switzerland. So while bodybuilding is global, you know, catching planes, sleeping in hotels, and living out of a suitcase, it's not always what it's cracked up to be. When the body starts to slow down and drag and the weather starts to turn and it starts getting dark and it's cold, you know you're starting to get old, and I'm starting to get old. I'm feeling it. But again, what's coming up on November the 5th, once again, the Sacramento Pro Championships. On the same day out in Las Vegas, you have the Ageless Forever, the NPC Glenn Lerner Las Vegas Classic, been put on by Stevie Carr and Lee Millard. The NPC District State Chairman, Stevie Carr, has been doing this for quite some time. That's going to take place at the Cashman Theater at 850 North Las Vegas Boulevard. Weigh-ins will be on Friday night from 6:30 to 9 p.m. It is a national qualifier, and the host hotel is the Fitzgerald out there on Fremont Street. That's the old part of Las Vegas, I should say. It's uptown. I'm not sure if they call it downtown. I think it might be called the downtown, but it's the older part. Got a lot of historic areas in there. And the Cashman Theater is a first-class theater. You're going to have figure, you're going to have bikini and men's open bodybuilding and women's bodybuilding as well. We know that last year's champion overall was Teddy Gray. Edith Magnone was the figure champion. The bikini champion was Nicole Miles, and the women's bodybuilding champion was Stephanie Willis. Who will it be in 2011? You can find that out on November the 5th. For more information, make sure you visit npclasvegas.com. Where prejudging will take place Friday, November the 5th at 10 a.m., and the finals will start promptly at 6:30 p.m. I'll be rocking the microphone up there. We're going into the backyard of former four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler, reigning and defending national champion Robert Bernica, and also the home of the big bad wolf, Dennis Wolf. So I know that Jay's already said he'll be out of town, but maybe Bernica and Dennis Wolf will be there. We can grab a couple interviews with those cats, see what's coming up for them in 2012 as we move forward. Where has the time gone? We're going into Halloween coming up, and we're going to blink. We're going to be heading into the national championships, which are going to be taking place out there on November the 18th and 19th in Miami, Florida, no doubt, South Beach. We've got Stevie Carroll putting that on with the help and assistance of Pam Betts. That's going to be a huge weekend, guys. Numbers-wise, I imagine it's going to be another record-breaking year. As every year they say bodybuilding is dying, but these numbers continue to rise with the you know, addition of the women's physique and the men's physique divisions. They're going to have the bodybuilding and the figure, and it's just going to be a long weekend. We know Lee Haney's going to definitely be there. He's got a booth coming up from Georgia. We're going into the backyard of 1982 Mr. Olympia. Chris Dickerson will be out there to support. And the former five-time Masters Olympia champion, Vince the Prince Taylor, right there in Pembroke Pines, and our 1988 national champion, he'll be there supporting the competition. Of course, MD will be there bringing you all the exclusive contest coverage and play-by-play. Look for Fittadina doing some blogging, and I'll be there getting some interviews with the guys. And of course, Cedric McMillan, our military man, he says he's going to try to make it down there to add something to it. And we also know that Jason Hu, out of Sarasota, Florida, former USA overall champion, more than likely will show up for that. We're going into the backyard of the king of the $10,000 shows, which is what I dubbed him back in the day, Darum Charles, Dazzling Darum. He's a Floridian by way of Trinidad. He will more than likely be there in our 2005 NPC overall national champion, Big Bill Wilmore, out of Hollywood, Florida, most likely will be there. So you're going to see a lot of bodybuilding history at the national championships. Of course, Jim Mannion will be there. It's a great weekend. And again, as we continue on towards the countdown to that weekend, which is only about three short weeks away from now, the host hotel is officially sold out. So if you're looking into that, make sure you go online, look up the contest information, find a hotel that's close by. It's going to be a blast out there, and they definitely have a party. So for all the particulars on that competition, make sure that you visit the website, www.nationalbodybuilding.com, or you can email Pam Betz, that's P-A-M-B-E-T-Z, at AOL.com. The Gansevoort Hotel in Miami is officially sold out, but I'm certainly have some other things going on. For you interested in ticket prices, we've got the prejudging on Friday, general admission seating, $50. Saturday morning prejudging is going to be $40, and, of course, the finals will go anywhere between $125 to $75, and they're all reserved. All the seating is reserved, so if you buy a ticket, it has a seat number on it. That's where you're going to be seating. Prejudging is going to be the men's and women's, men's bodybuilding, and the women's prejudging will take place on Friday, and on Saturday will be all women bodybuilding figure physique along with the men's physique. So the finals start promptly at 6 p.m. That's our last opportunity to get out and grab an IFBB Pro card. We'll be at this GNC and Muscle Tech National Bodybuilding Championships. Without further ado, I'll also be there when I get in on Friday afternoon. I'll be stopping by the Nutritional Power Center in Miami Beach at 1673 Alton Road. I'll be over there at one of the nutrition stores, giving out some samples and some free goodie stuff from Betancourt Nutrition. It's a great chance for you to come out there and win some free products and get some autographed pictures and talk some bodybuilding. And then I'll go straight from that appearance at between the hours of 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. back to the national championships, getting ready for the prejudging. That'll start promptly at 4:30 p.m. So check that out. Visit BetancourtNutrition.com and come out and visit me on November the 18th and get a free sample and some pictures. Speaking of bodybuilding, it's been a long year, and as we get closer to the national championships, things start to slow down. We've got another competition that is new to the calendar, and this is going to be put on by Jack Titone, the husband of IFBB Pro figure competitor, and Titone, who I believe only a week ago just qualified for the Miss Olympia competition in 2012 out in Las Vegas. This competition is going to be going down on November the 12th. It is called officially the Hydralyze Ultra Iowa Pro 212 and Pro Bikini Championships, along with the NPC Battle of Champions. It's supposed to be a very big event. It's going to be at the historic Davenport, Iowa. That's where you got the Hawkeyes out that way. It's the first time I saw Kenny Chesney, a country singer, was out there in Iowa. but with that, hopefully this will be the second time they have the 212-pound competition, only a week after the first one coming up next week in Sacramento. The question is, are the athletes going to respond to the 212 division the way that they did for the 202-pound division? I'm not 100% sold on that. I lobbied long and hard for that 202-pound division to be created, put on the very first one that they ever had in concert with Steve Weinberger's New York Pro Championships, where we saw Kevin English go out there. He won that contest all 3 years, except for this year, the fourth year, I believe it was James Flex Lewis that won. No, it was Jose Raymond that won that competition. Well, the thing about it is with the 202 going by the way of the 8-track player, and now we have the 212, we've got bodybuilders that are 165, 185, 190 pounds that want nothing to do with anybody remotely close to 212 pounds, because these guys are going to be coming down from 240, 250 pounds to make the 212-pound range, where these lightweight, bantamweight, and welterweight, middleweight guys felt right at home in the 202-pound division. I think what my little commentary is on this new division is the 212-pound division now cannibalizes the 202-pound division. I think we'll see fewer athletes compete in this division. They'll be taking a wait-and-see approach, and several promoters that want to have this division will probably bow out gracefully rather than put up on that stage two or three competitors. Right now, that's the case. We don't have a list of competitors going into the first one here in November in Sacramento, so we're going to take a wait-and-see approach. But again, you've got promoters like Jack Titone, who's taking a wait-and-see approach. He's offered up the sponsorship dollars. He's paid the sanction fee. He's got the venue. The question is, will the athletes respond? I'm not 100% sure that they will, but we're going to find out. Nonetheless, hats off to Jack Titone and also Ted Williamson for even taking the risk of putting on the 212-pound show. With that, we may see some new competitors come in into that division, so that's going to be the one to watch going into 2012, see how that 212-pound division unfolds as we keep a close eye out for that, which it should conclude at the Olympia in the last Saturday of September. We'll take a commercial break. I'm going to take a look back, real short, quick look back, at what we have seen championship-wise from our winners of 212, and I'll lead into my bodybuilder of the year up to date. We'll get the year-in-review story somewhere towards December. But right now, I want to take a close look back at the guys that have done the business, took home the hardware, cash the checks, and put their money where their mouth is after this commercial break right here at MD Radio.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric oxide war is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Ron! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Ron! Who are you? I still here! It's not yet! Ron! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein, 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, guys. I was just trying to draw upon my recollection of shows that I was at this year to talk about some of the winners and the champions of 2011. For those of you that are tuning in late and missed how we got to a brand new Mr. Olympia and Phil Heath, I recall last year or this year, I'm waiting for 2012, so eager for it to get here that I'm already calling this year last year. In February, we kicked things off as we saw one of the contest favorites, Dennis Wolfe, kind of waffle a little bit back and forth as to whether or not he was going to compete in the competition, leaving a lot of people wondering what was going on. But nevertheless, Dexter Jackson was always going to compete, and it was his competition to lose, being that he was a former 2008 Mr. Olympia champion and a three-time Arnold Classic champion, and it seemed to be his competition to lose. And when Dennis Wolfe threw his name into the arena, everybody started talking about the Big Bad Wolf, being that he came off of fifth place at the Mr. Olympia, and it was supposed to be his comeback. And lo and behold, rookie professional who's taking the slow route to building a very impressive resume just added the Flex Pro Championship to his resume and list of accomplishments that also include a former New York Pro victory as well as a national champion. Evan Sinopani, at the ripe old age of 26, 27 years old, has now got two pro victories under his belt. He's got his head squarely positioned on his head, focused on the 2012 Arnold Classic Championships coming up. He became a father along the way and was building a brand new house at last glance and was just, you know, he's doing the business. The guy is out there hustling and surprised a couple of veterans on the pro scene and caught them sleeping, or better yet, he didn't, because we knew that Dexter was going to be doing the competition. And, of course, Dennis Wolfe waffled a little bit back and forth, but he held at bay a couple of good quality bodybuilders, and Evan Sinopani found himself in the victory circle. Then we headed on into the Arnold Classic Championships, where we saw, at the time, first runner-up of a year ago, Phil Heath, decide to take a pass and not compete in the Arnold Classic Championships. And we saw Branch Warren go into the contest and take first place. The guy came in and was nails. He nailed the competition and walked off with $130,000+ in the victory and kept some other good bodybuilders at bay. Branch Warren, not the most aesthetically pleasing physique out there on the market, but yet the guy is a blue-collar bodybuilder built on the ilk of a guy like a Rich Gaspari, and the same thing with a Dorian Yates. This guy is a blue-collar bodybuilder, went out there, did the business, had already gotten a taste of what it might be like as Mr. Olympia by getting a first runner-up to Jay Cutler, came out and served notice early on that he was going to be a guy to beat. But, of course, we'll get to that a little bit later. We moved from there, from the Arnold Classic in March, to Australia. And over in Australia, we saw the Big Bad Wolf walk off with his first Australian championship. And I got to go back and also mention that the Big Bad Wolf won the Best Poser Award of $10,000 at the Arnold Classic, and he won the Best Poser Award, which I believe was $2,500, in Australia. So who knew? Dennis Wolf, the half-German, half-Russian resident of Las Vegas, was going to be known for his posing, but he served notice in 1 year, walked off with two Best Poser Awards, and got a nice little hefty $12,500 for his efforts, where we know now this, the posing is no longer counted. It's no longer adjusted toward the final scoring of a bodybuilding competition, but there are some contests that have a financial reward for those that do put in a little tiny bit of effort, and Dennis Wolfe walked off with a nice little extra money for the kitty. From Australia, we went all the way over to England, and we watched the English Pro Championships take place out there in England. And good Lord, that one just, I was there. I was at the microphone. I emceed the contest, and now the winner eludes me. I know there's someone out there that'll probably send me a text message in short order as to who won the English Grand Prix. But we know that after the English Grand Prix, a week later, the guys went over to Madrid, Spain. Ronnie Rockle found his way into the victory circle. Rolly Winkler was second place, controversially, once again. We saw James Flex Lewis jump out of the 202-pound division into the open class. He fared fairly well and did a very good job over there. And then we wound up going over to Germany. And in Germany, we saw Dexter the Blade Jackson find his way back in the victory circle, narrowly edging out the German-born resident in Ronnie Rockle, who had some stomach distension issues. I think from the front, Ronnie Rockle looked better than Dexter Jackson. From the back, Dexter Jackson looked better than Ronnie Rockle. But then when you put the sum total of all the parts together, Dexter's genetics carried him on into victory. Just structurally had a more pleasing sound physique, minus the slight slender calves that Dexter has. There's something to be said for the muscle maturity that Dexter has that Ronnie Rockle just didn't seem to have. And in between poses, Ronnie Rockle was suffering from a little bit of stomach distension, which was a distraction at best. So after that, that's where we flew into from Germany. We flew down into Orlando, Florida. And in Orlando, Florida, we saw, I know Marcus Haley was fighting it out. Cedric McMillan found his way into first place. I'm doing this all without notes, by the way. I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just recalling that I was there. Cedric McMillan found his way into victory, jumped in at the last minute, did not go on record as telling everybody he's doing the competition. He jumped in there and he had held Marcus Haley at bay and got his first pro win. A lot of people, including Lee Haney, thought that this was going to be the next coming of a Lee Haney. They're both from Spartanburg, South Carolina, and he was kind of a promise not really kept, but he found his way into the victory circle in Orlando. And I've just got noticed from Fit Adina, who is ever the Johnny on the spot, it was Branch Warren. Branch Warren won the Arnold Classic, and then he went over to England, and I actually had dinner with him and his wife, Trish. We were trying to figure out, were they paying the guy in euros, or are they paying him in dollars? Because I believe it was like a $20,000 purse, but if it was in euros, it was going to be significantly higher if it was in euros as compared to dollars. And we found out after dinner that it was paid in dollars. So he made another $20,000 for his effort. Of course, Rolly Winkler got a second place, and Johnny Jackson was in third. He trains with Branch, so it was kind of like a good deal for both of those guys to wind up one and number three. So we wound up going into New York, and of course now Fit Adina's throwing me off track on New York, who the winner was out there in New York. But Cedric McMillan decided to jump into that contest, and this was going to be his comeuppance, so to speak. This was going to be a contest that Cedric could not lose, one that on paper, coming off of the Europa show, he would win hands down because he was a little bit thin, but he was going to come up a little bit bigger. It didn't happen. And when that didn't happen, everybody focused on him. Jason Hu was making his pro debut. It didn't happen out there in New York. And so people started tearing these young bodybuilders apart. Well, the return of big Kai Green, where he had won a title earlier, a year or so prior to that, he got his second pro New York Pro Championship to his credit, and he looked about a men against boys. It just didn't look like a fair competition as these guys strolled on stage one after one, and then here came Kai. Not only did he receive the loudest reception of the night, but the contest was over when he hit his first pose, and he put the nail in the coffin with another stellar knockdown, unique posing routine that only Kai Green can do out there in New York. And then from New York, we wound up in Tampa, Florida, where we saw the South African Marius Doni come all the way from South Africa and slay Hidetada Yamagishi, who for the second time, as a matter of fact, the year before, he had to pull out of the competition because he had a bum knee. But Hide was a favorite going in, being that he was coming off of 10th place at the Mr. Olympia Championships, and Marius Doni held him at bay. And we also saw Marcus Haley fall way down the ranks in the 10th and didn't take defeat very kindly. He actually had to apologize after the show for his action on that stage. But Marius, representing an entire country the same way that Hidetada had done not too long prior to him, walked off with the victory. And from there, we left Tampa, Florida, went all the way over there to Connecticut, where we saw a 44-year-old Arizona native, Troy Alves, who originally was born in Connecticut. He was second place a year ago, went back there, and he walked off with a first place $10,000 check. Congratulations to the 44-year-old Troy Alves, who won the Europa Pro out in Connecticut. And after Connecticut, we went to Europa out in Dallas, Texas, and out in Dallas, Texas. I want to say we saw Seth Ferrosi win the Under 202 and promptly announced that he was not going to do that contest again because he just couldn't suck down any longer. But we're coming up on a commercial break. I'm going to come back with the open winner of the Dallas Europa Europa 2011, and we'll segue our way into the Mexican Pro and the Olympia. We're coming back after our final commercial break here at MD Radio, where I'm just working off a memory right now as we stroll closer and closer to some Monday Night Football.
Hey, this is Seth Ferrosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
For the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Ron! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Ron! Hey! Hey! I still here! It's going yet! Ron! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, I got Stan corrected. I checked with the Rain Man, Fittadina, and she corrected me. Seth Ferrosi did, in fact, take the year off. He did not win the 202 in Dallas. It was actually Guy Cisternino won that competition. And big Tony Freeman, at the ripe old age of 45 years old, walked off with the Europa Championships out there in Dallas, Texas, in the middle of August. We moved promptly from there over into Phoenix, Arizona, where we saw Troy Alves once again in the victory circle, holding off a very hotly contested competition where many thought Ed second to none was going to win that competition. He was regulated to third, and he to Tadayama Yamagishi, first runner-up, even though he was not at his best and arguably could have been taken out by Ed Nunn. But what happened was, a week or so later, the guys decided to go down to Mexico, and Ed Nunn made the trip from Indiana to Mexico and was victorious and rewarded with a first-place award out there in the first-ever Mexican Pro Championships. That's where we saw the return of Silvio Samuel, where he promptly was regulated to out of the top 10, a place he's unfamiliar with, in a $10,000 competition. So Ed second to none winds up winning, and then we head straight into Las Vegas, and of course we know the results there. A new Mr. Olympia was crowned. Jay Cutler, for the 10th consecutive year, found himself as one of the top two bodybuilders in the world, getting second place, and Kai Green was third. Victor Martinez returned almost to glory in fourth place. We saw the Big Bad Wolf repeat in fifth place, and of course Dexter Jackson was in sixth. And then following that show, we went over to India, and Phil Heath replicated what he had shown us in Vegas, as did Jay Cutler and Kai Green and Victor Martinez and Dennis Wolf, all in the same exact pecking order 1 week following the Mr. Olympia at the first ever Shuru Classic in Mumbai. And now we are headed into the first ever 212 competition again for the men, taking place right here in Sacramento, and then we move into Davenport, Iowa. If they get enough competitors, Jack Tatone will stage the second 212-pound competition. And next year we start with the professional division of the women's physique and the men's physique. That'll be starting off with one of John Lindsay Productions, where he'll award these competitors now financially, and will continue on to the balance of the year, and we'll see our first ever women's and men's physique champions being crowned at the Joe Weider Mr. Olympia Weekend, which we've already made reference to, takes place the 27th through the 30th of September. So that was my mild recollection of the year. But I got to tell you, I'm going to go on record right now, and I'm going to tell you, one of the more improved bodybuilders throughout the year, I got to give my hats off to James Flex Lewis. The guy was phenomenal. He was a classic study of consistency, competed back in March, did it all over again in May, had to hold on through September. I mean, and he went into the open competitions against these guys over here in Spain. I left that one out. First ever Spain Arnold Classic in Europe. Dexter Jackson wound up in second place, and Victor Martinez wound up back in first place. That would be his second Arnold Classic victory, with an asterisk, because there's only about 13 or 14 guys, but it wasn't the open Arnold Classic we're used to, but it was the Arnold Classic Europe nonetheless, a pro victory, $40,000 richer, and he still sits in a jail cell in New Jersey waiting to get out of immigration. Had some immigration issues coming back from Madrid, Spain. However, he found his way over to Germany back in March, found his way over to Mumbai, India as recently as September, gets on a plane and goes over to Spain and winds up in the pokey. He is, I guess, they're really cracking down on immigration stuff. So we were supposed to have him on the radio show last week. We are waiting for the release of the Dominican Dominator, Victor Martinez, so we can get the exclusive story for you guys right here at MD Radio. When that happens, I know Ron Harris has been working tirelessly behind the scenes. He's got a very good exclusive interview with him coming out shortly in the magazine. But up first, Phil Heath, the reigning Mr. Olympia, is on the cover of Muscular Development Magazine. Make sure you pick that up. That should be on the newsstands. I got mine in the mail over the weekend. Phil Heath has won the Sean Ray Pro Classic back in 2006, went on to win the New York Pro Championships, placed a first runner-up in the Mr. Olympia, was a runner-up out there at the Arnold Classic, and is now sitting firmly on first place as a Mr. Olympia winner and also the first ever Sheru Classic champion, where he walked off with a $50,000 purse, and is now set on November the 1st to be interviewed by the Evolution of Bodybuilding, one of our final interviews of the series, as we have got a numerous Mr. Olympia competitors and luminaries in the sport of bodybuilding talking about the evolution. We're going to get Phil Heath's version and his take as he walked off with $200,000 at this past Mr. Olympia and is now setting his sights on replicating that accomplishment. And I got to tell you, from where I sit, I thought he won the Mr. Olympia last year. And if you're asking me now, I think he'll probably win the Mr. Olympia next year. The only thing that can stop Phil Heath on that contest stage is Phil Heath. I don't think he needs to be 5 pounds bigger. I don't think he needs to be a whole lot more ripped. I think what he brought right now has raised the bar, set the bar for everyone else to try to copy. And if he messes with that formula too much, he can take himself right out of that winner's circle because he's got Victor Martinez coming up behind him, and of course Kai Greene nipping at his heels. And now we got to welcome in Steve Kluklo and some of these other younger guys looking to make a name for themselves coming up at the Joe Weider Olympia weekend. But with that, we've come to the 1 hour close of the Sean Ray monologue here on episode number 131. Thank you for listening. I don't have to thank our guests, but I will thank Mr. Bleckman for giving us this platform where we can talk and reminisce about bodybuilding of yesterday and of tomorrow. That includes our reigning and defending Mr. Olympia. So he tune into episode 132 next week. Hopefully we'll have some news and maybe an exclusive interview with Victor Martinez. That's my job for the weekend, to catch up with him, and I'll catch up with you right here 1 week from today at MD Radio. Time for some Monday Night Football. Peace, and I'm out.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.